because, you know, they were grouped around that mine there.
Any special person, or any special term for a poor white person? One who doesn't much care, this sort of shit.
Oh, white trash.
How about a person from the back country?
I don't know what term we'd use there.
Not particularly cultivated.
I can't think what we would see there, not at the moment. Because we're out here, we're down a little further around Fort Smith, you had lots of hillbillies. But the term has never been used much here. And I don't know exactly what we would. What term were you thinking of?
I don't know, yokel or...
No, actually we didn't. Push now, you go a little farther down here, you run into the hillbilly a lot. I know a boy from Van Buren's up here one day, and we went by a little country store down here where the, you know, these little country stores at the edge of the bottoms, and they drank so much pop that driveways are paved with pop caps and things, and he said, drove up, he said, boy, that's a typical hillbilly store, ain't it? You know, he came from down Van Buren, the other side of Fort Smith. Typical hillbilly store.
They like pop.
Do you ever notice these little country stores around, one of the biggest markets for pop?
Yeah.
And the driveways. It makes pretty good driveway material.
Certainly does. All that good steel, that good cork in there.
You can go to a lot of these little country stores, and they keep the driveway dried up right there with pop caps.
What's the title of the man who delivers your mail?
Oh, the postman, or just usually the mailman. Mm-hmm.
And if you're standing up on a ladder and you just about lose your balance, but you regain it, and you say, oh my goodness, I...
teeter or toppled.
If you're, let's say you're in the bathtub and somebody knocks on the door, what do you holler to him?
Wait a minute.
And if you want to inquire the distance, say from here to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
How far?
And if we're going someplace together and I start out ahead, what would you shout to me?
Don't get too much lead, or don't drive too fast, or...
Well, let's say we're going to go together. Hey, don't go off, wait.
Oh, yeah. We're going in the same vehicle.
Yeah.
Wait for me. I was thinking, you know, I've made trips to two vehicles, and boy, that in front can sure get ahead.
Oh, boy, isn't that true? Mm. Particularly in town with stoplights and traffic. Mm-hmm. Parts of the body. This is my
forehead.
Which one is this?
Here.
Which one?
Right here.
Huh? If I had whiskers, you'd say I'd grown a
beard.
This is my
lips.
Oh, well, that's part of my
mouth.
Inside, this is a
tooth.
And all of these are
teeth.
They fasten into my
gum.
On my hand.
Are you going to ask me that question now?
What?
Well, I didn't fasten my gum.
Yeah, see, I have to ask the question. What in the world is the stuff that is advertised on the radio? I don't know. This on my hand is my
palm.
These are
fist.
In here, the
wrist.
And inside, to make it bend, there is a
wrist joint.
Uh huh. This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulder.
Part of my body from here to here.
Thigh.